She's real fine, my
409.
She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet. So let your friends know that if they can't pick us up on the radio, to go to the internet. Okay. On your oil filter, I recommend putting on a magnet on your oil filter. It doesn't matter what brand oil filter. I recommend putting a magnet on it. Also, put a magnet on the fuel filter. There is a lot of fine microscopic metal. Oh, here we go. That's Buckles with his bright gray shoes. Well, maybe he falls in the pothole. He can be seen and not lost. Anyway, put the magnet on the fuel filter and the oil filter. Okay? Now, we're coming to VIN numbers. We just got a publication from a national automotive magazine that came out that announced the VIN numbers are bad. I've been saying to cover your VIN numbers, and a lot of people don't. Well, there is a cell phone. I don't have the brand, whatever. You know, when it comes to these new cell phones, I'm lost. The old flip cell phone is the newest I get. But anyway, the bulletin that came out, that was announced, this cell phone can take picture of your VIN number on the windshield, right in front of the driver. There's a VIN number on the dash. They take pictures of that VIN number, and there's a program on this particular phone that will give the information of who owns the car, the address, and everything. And guess what? GPS will show them the house, what it looks like. Okay? But that's why I'm saying to cover your VIN number. And what is the city doing, by or the state, putting the VIN number on the safety sticker? How crazy is that? Think about it. If they said you have to put your social security number on your safety sticker, would you allow that? Some people would. Yeah, really. Some people would put it on. Oh, and they'll tattoo it on their shoulder too. Just to show people who's that. Anyway. Do not show the VIN number. Okay? Block at least half, the back half, not the front half. Okay? Anyway. I think it's next week Sunday, the Euro Sunday, May 25th. They're going to have two car shows. One at the Manoa Marketplace in Manoa from 9 to 11 a.m. And then at the Kapilani Park from 11 to whenever. So there's two European car shows. Mercedes, Porsches, BMWs, and stuff like that. Interesting. Go check it out. I'm still pushing to get rid of safety check and reconstruction. but I need the help of the people to contact these politicians to get rid of it. The only politician that is trying to help us and seize the light is that guy from Kahala, Sam Sloan. What happened to the rest of them? They're supposed to be protecting us and looking out for the people of Hawaii. Well, anyway. The Mardi Gras Follies, put on by the HBDA Cabaret, will be on June 7th at the Hawaii Theater. It starts at 7 p.m. The cost is $30 a head, no reserve seating. Doors open at 6:30. It's featuring the HBDA dancers, Arcadia Follies performers, excuse me, and guest performers, all put on by Jack Sion. So if you want more information, call the Hawaii Theater box office at 528-0506. Okay? Okay. Now, if you have any questions about what I've just said, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay? The traffic seems like it's getting worse. And if you drive along the streets, take notice, folks. If you're driving on King Street through town, it's all green lights. Really, it's green lights all the way. And you get on Baratania, going ever, it's all green lights. How come they can do it on those two streets, but not the rest? It's simple. You don't need to pay $5 million to what they call a traffic engineer to go figure it out. That council member, and we don't want to mention who he is, wants to spend $5 million to go say, okay, we'll make all these lights green and all those lights red. I know Bob's listening, and Bob's getting excited because he would like to have that job for $1 million to tell the city how it should be run. But anyway. The red light runners are getting worse and worse. There was a bicyclist that got hit by a red light runner. But he didn't get hurt. He got hit in the front tire, narrowly hitting him. So, we have to do something about those red light runners, folks. You got to call your representative, city council people, or whoever. Something got to be done. I mean, don't these politicians see the red light runners? They must. They're driving the streets every day. I mean, you know, and they go over the potholes, so they know there's potholes. Well, like Paco says, it's canyons, because his car fell into one. He had to tow it out of the canyon. So, if you got a question, a comment, or whatever, give us a call at 808-296-5467. Who do we have now?
We have DJ from Waipahu on the line.
Who?
DJ.
DJ? Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, calling to find out my engine light comes in once in a while. What is that thing?
The check engine light?
Yeah, check engine light.
Okay. What kind of gas do you use?
Oh, I really regular.
That's why. See, the gas octane And people, it's not the people's fault. The octane that you see posted on the pump, it is not what you see. How do you get away with this? I don't know. Because in private business, if you put up a phony sign, they take you to court. The 87 that you're putting in is not 87. Depending on the brand that you're putting in, it could be as low as in the 70s. The only octane, the only one, only gas that is up around 87 is the premium. There is no 92. And the car is trying to tell you he's got the wrong gas before the engine brakes.
Okay, okay. Wow. No wonder. You know, sometimes when it's nearly empty, but I always make it full, half full, or nearly full. But sometimes when approaching empty, you know, 1 foot, I start blinking. Not blinking all the time, but start giving that thing.
Mm-hmm. Car is trying to tell you something.
Okay, okay. So I better get the premium, huh?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Which is 92, you say?
You'll save money because the premium will give you way better gas mileage.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you so much. I will do that.
You're welcome. Let me know if it doesn't work.
Okay.
All right.
I will call you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay, let me explain fast, quick. Octane. Again. Those of you that can remember, back in the 50s and 60s, people did not run regular. They all were forced to run premium because the regular, when you go up the Pulley or Tantalus or any hill, Red Hill, the engine would ping. It sounds like marbles rattling around in a can. And when you run the premium or the super, as they called it, or ethyl, it ran fine. Well, the octane on the premium, ethyl, was 104. Regular, folks, the regular was 98. So how come back then the cars couldn't run on the regular? It was 98, but it pinged. How are you able to run 92? But there's no 92, so it's down to 87. How can you run that? Well, Steve Onoy says, because the engine can accept it and adjust the everything to run the substandard fuel. You cannot. It cannot. Read the owner's manual. It says, do not run fuel below 87. Severe engine damage will occur, will happen. How many people, how many of you out there read the owner's manual? I don't see anybody raising their hand. You mean to say nobody read the owner's manual? The only time you read the owner's manual when you have a problem? Hello. Where are we going here? Read the owner's manual. Okay. Is it break time?
Okay, you're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537 4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damian Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
George, Rolling Bob, doing great here, and you know, I was thinking about how we all need to give more back, so I'm going to take the job of the engineer for 900 thousand.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, see, I'm always thinking about the people. I'll put the people first.
Well,
what do you think?
I'll do it for 500.
Oh, for $500,000, I'll be down there all day. They'd have to kick me out the door. I would live there. Anyway.
Unbelievable.
I just wanted to let you know that that I've been watching this fuel tax. You know, they're trying to figure out ways. So California is the next state that is now looking at a way to charge you a road usage tax in addition to the fuel tax. And the reason they're doing this is because they promoted electric cars and they gave them all these exemptions, right? Well, they're losing money on the road use taxes because all the electric cars don't pay the fuel tax. So now they have to come up with a way to get the money. So the moral of the story is they're always going to get the money. It doesn't matter. You're going to pay them one way or another.
That's right.
So that's just what I was thinking about because, you know, all the shopping centers now are putting in those free charging stations. And I'm going.
Free? There's no such thing as free, my friend.
I know, exactly.
Somebody's paying for that.
Right. And people are going to get used to it being free. And then you know what happens next, George, right? All of a sudden, you're going to pull up and you're going to go, what? $40 to charge my car? When did that start? Oh, you were spoiled. But anyway. Just gotta keep your eye on stuff like that, folks. So, on that note, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. And Bob, you forgot to mention this one guy came out on TV. He bought an electric car. His condominium doesn't have facilities to charge his electric car. So he has to drive to the shopping centers or wherever there's free electric charge. And it takes 4 hours to charge it. What is he going to do for 4 hours? Go in a food court? And he's complaining that everybody took up the charging system, so he had no place to charge. Hello, folks. The electric car? I think if you bought an electric car, you make your own arrangements how you're going to charge it up. And not the taxpayers paying for that. No. That's wrong. What about us fuel? That people buy gasoline then. Cut down on the tax on gasoline to help out the gasoline people. Or give us free gasoline. How's that? Yeah, you're discriminating. These politicians are discriminating against the gasoline people and helping the electric people. Come on. Is this supposed to be fair or we do it this way because it is? No. Something wrong with that one there. Now, if you want to find out about electric cars, go call Dr. Terry Shintani and ask him if electric cars have high EMF. EMF is electronic magnetic field, one of the highest cause of cancer. Okay, you save on gas, you don't buy gas. and you chance your family and yourself to come down with cancer. And once you got cancer, you know that's going to be really hard to get rid of, if not impossible. Is it worth it? I don't think so. But a lot of people, including my friend, Bryson Shiroma, that drives an electric car. 3 years I've been telling him, no, no, no. Well, I don't know, folks. I don't know. Safety is number one. There is no replacement for life. All the money in the world will not buy a life back. So, safety is your number one. Your number one issue. If you have to do a brake job, that's safety. Use Akebono ceramic pads. They stop the best. Okay? A lot of tire shops will put the new tires on the back of the car. They don't understand. The front two tires do the steering, number one, because you steer with your front tires. Number two, 80% of the stopping is done with the front tires, folks, not the back. The front tires do 80% of the stopping. The front brakes do 80% of the stopping. Well, the tires attached to the front brakes. So why do tire shops put the new tires in the back and the old ones in the front? Is that common sense or what? You want to stop. You want to steer. So you put the new tires on the front. Okay? Your life, though. If you want it in the back end, you go do it. Not too much common sense there. Give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. And when you go to buy new tires, they're going to insist that you put them on the rear. It's a battle. And they don't fill it to the max. They fill it halfway. Because it's common sense, folks. They want to sell you tires sooner. But on the side of the tires, on the sidewall, there is the date the tire was manufactured. Look at the date before they put it on. So when you buy tires, before they put it on the wheel, before they change it, ask to see the date. Okay? A lot of tires are 4 to 5 years old, and you don't want to buy those. Would you buy bread 5 years old? I don't think so. Okay, who do we have on the line?
Okay, we have Pete from Big Island, Hualualoa.
Hi, Pete.
I got a couple questions for you. One is, do you think Maui Toyota could help my daughter, who is in Pittsburgh, California, to buy a Toyota?
Nothing like trying.
Yeah, okay. I have the name and number down. I will pass the information on. Number two, I have been using premium gas and mothballs in my fuel tank on my 2003 Dodge, buying my fuel at the Sorrel, and I noticed a white deposit on my rear bumper where the exhaust comes out on the chrome. Mm-hmm. What is happening?
That's the hard particles that's in the chemical that is in the mothballs.
And
it's like a powder or a wax deal.
Okay, and it polishes right off?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. And
I'm glad you brought out mothballs. A lot of places don't have access to ethanol. And California is one of them. I've gotten calls from California they don't have the mothballs that give the good gas mileage. They only have the new mothballs, which doesn't do anything.
Oh, okay. So what is the chemical I'm looking for in mothballs in?
Naphthalene. There's one with naphthalene. If you cannot remember the name, it's used in the old-fashioned mothballs. The new mothballs don't have it.
Okay, I'll have to check that out because I got about four boxes. I put every time I fill up, I put five per gallon in my fuel tank.
You gotta try ethanol. 100 times better.
Where can I get ethanol on the Big Island?
That's the problem.
Yeah.
You can't get it there.
Other than buying a bottle of vodka and shoving it in.
No, you don't want to do that.
You drink half. And
I can send you 20 gallons.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Give me a call at 847-5554.
847-5544.
No, 847-5554. 5554.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're
I
welcome.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for the call. Aloha. Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Now, the ethanol, folks, let me explain ethanol. Ethanol is alcohol. There's a lot of alcohols out there, but ethanol is one that does not corrode or damage rubber hoses or anything. It's the methanol, the other one that's made from oil, that damages everything and is poisonous. Ethanol is not poisonous. Ethanol is like vodka and whiskey. Ethanol is made from sugarcane, corn, and that is not deadly. It's the methanol that is deadly. And I think the oil companies are mixing methanol with ethanol and putting it in the gas to give ethanol the bad name. And what is damaging those small engines and the engines is the low octane. Did anybody bother to ask these so-called expert mechanics that, excuse me, if they tested the octane? No, they didn't test the octane. They assume. They assume it is what it is. It's not, folks. We test it. Okay, and the octane on Kauai is at 80 at the high and 79 or 78 at the low. Well, Harvey Maeda didn't say anything lately, so I don't know. Give him a call and find out. Harvey Maeda on Kauai has ethanol. Harvey's number is 651-2813, 651-2813. Harvey also has that fantastic royal purple.
You're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita, and we'll be right back after this break.
Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom. so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life? And the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And the AC system on all cars. For those of you that love to run the AC, because you love the AC, it eats away 4 to 8 miles per gallon of gas. With the price of gasoline, wow, how can you afford it? 4 to 8 miles more, or less mileage, I should say. You get 4 to 8 miles less gas mileage using the air conditioner. Okay? And if your tire is 5 pounds underinflated, you lose 2 miles to the gallon of the gas. Okay? So, tire pressure also helps save you money. With the price of gasoline, who can afford it? Wow. Anyway, we need to get rid of the recon, like I said, the reconstruction permit, because they keep changing the rules, and the people cannot keep up with it. Too much, you know, all of this kind of do this and do that kind of stuff going on. Well, anyway, go check your car registration, folks. I mean, people out there must have too much money. Go check the car registration on your car and look at the factory weight. The factory weight. The city of Honolulu added 100 pounds more to your car so they can charge you more. That's not right. Did anybody vote for that? No. The mayor put it on. I thought everything's supposed to be to a vote for everybody to decide. Since when the mayor became the so-called ruler? He's supposed to take care of the people. Okay? So, go check it out. If you times the 100 pounds times the million cars on the road, That's a lot of money. A lot of money. Okay? So. Okay. If you have a question, comment, or whatever, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Don't wait to the last minute and then try to squeeze in. Don't work that way. Okay? Give us a call and let us know what you want. And by asking the questions, folks, you actually help other people. The people like Mario Yano that too embarrassed to call in or too shame or whatever, you know, that guy, Mario Yano, you bring out a microphone, he'll run away. So if you want him to leave the party, bring out a microphone and he's gone. Okay? And I know some of you are thinking, who is that new voice on the radio? That's Christy. Christy's taking the place for Wanda. So, yeah, you can call in and tell Christy hi. Seatbelts. You know that the seatbelts they say will save lives. That's not true. It's a 50-50 deal. On a hard head-on collision, it can twist your back because it only supports one side, not two sides, okay? In whether you want to wear it or not. It's like the California motorcycle helmet law. They made a helmet law in California that you have to have a helmet when you ride a motorcycle. So the people put the helmet on the handlebar and drive on down the road. Because the helmet law does not specify you have to have it on your head. It's like the dog leash law. It says when your dog is outside in public, he has to be on a leash. But it does not say that somebody has to hold a leash. So you just put a short little leash on your dog and let him run all over the place. He's on the leash. Lawmakers, they got to get together and make the laws right. Too many bending of the rules and loopholes, so people just ignore it. Okay? Give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay? The CV shaft is the shaft that drives your car. It's the front axle. When you buy a used car, you gotta go with some grubby clothes because you need to crawl under the front and get a flashlight and look if the CV shafts are good. Okay? That is a safety feature. If it's got grease flying out and the seal's broken, the dealer that is selling that used car has to change it. Free. There is no such thing as is. Free. Okay, who do we have next?
We have Steven from Kailua.
Hi, Steven.
Hey, how's it? I haven't seen you for a while, but I will see you soon. I got my Ford commemorative coin. So, so I bought my Ford Ranger from over there. And I was talking to some couple old Portuguese pulled in one. They had a 94 Ford Ranger. It was good condition.
Really?
Yeah, but I used mine as a work truck, so mine kind of busts up.
Oh, I see.
But anyway, I I gave my friend 2 gallons of the ethanol. He's got a 2003 Chevy Impala.
Mm-hmm.
We was talking story, and then decided to leave. I told him, wait, I like smell your exhaust. I couldn't smell nothing, so I put my hand on the exhaust, and I smelled my hand, and it was clean. So it creates a water vapor, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, that's oxygen.
So that's clean energy. It's a no-brainer.
It is a no-brainer.
Unreal.
You know, we're trying to do ethanol for the last 20 years in Hawaii, and investors don't want to do it, and people block us from doing it. I mean, it'll create over 1,000 new jobs per island.
Per island.
Per island. Not the building of it, the running of the project.
Yeah.
And the fuel is the best in the world.
Yeah.
I've tested Hawaiian sugarcane ethanol against the rest from Brazil, from the corn. And Hawaiian sugarcane makes the most horsepower.
So you guys make the sugarcane from here? The ethanol?
No, we bring it in from Brazil.
Oh, Brazil. Okay. If we don't have enough room to grow it on the wild, what about Maui? Maui gets plenty of room.
All the islands put together.
Yeah.
If you got all the islands now, all the ag lands, everything, we barely would have enough ethanol to supply the state.
Wow. Huh.
Imagine that.
Huh.
I mean, that's the best thing to have in a business is high demand, low supply.
Right.
Right?
Right, right.
You don't want excess left over.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That's a winner.
Huh. Again.
So how do you like the ethanol?
Yeah, I know I get better performance. I haven't seen you. Next time I come by, I'll pick up a couple of gallons.
Oh, we all sold out.
Oh, really?
No. I'm just joking. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. My friend's car, he had about half a tank. We put him in.
Did he feel it?
And, I told him, watch your gas gauge. So he drove from my house from Kailua to Kahalu. He said the gas gauge never moved.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't move.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, but, you know, the guy's kind of broke, so.
Well, see, if we can make the ethanol here in Hawaii, it'll be sold the same price as gas.
Wow. Yeah. People
will be lining up.
Yeah, the politicians make it true. But, you know, a lot of them don't have enough brains over here. But anyway, give them a car show at the mall tonight.
What mall?
Windward Mall.
Well, I'll be there.
Oh, right on.
Okay.
Okay, and then my friends play music just right around the corner.
Oh, right on.
All right.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Aloha. All right. Okay, well, I guess I'm going to go to the car show at the Windward Mall tonight. Okay. So, anyway. Hey, Christy, how do you like ethanol? I run it in your Lexus.
Yeah, I really like it. It makes my car go faster.
And smells good, yeah?
Yeah, you can really smell it from outside.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know. So maybe some people need to drink some of that ethanol so they smell better. Anyway, you need to get involved, folks. Otherwise, the politicians will run over everybody and do anything they want. You gotta get involved one way or the other. You know, this, my friend Doug Thorley years ago told me, you know, Hawaii is a politician's paradise because they can do anything and people vote them back in. I guess so. So, but anyway, Mario Yano has some issues with some of them. And he and I were talking the other day, and we don't want to mention the names, but he was going berserk. He said every time he see the guy's commercial come on about the gun law and how they need to do a background check before they get a permit to carry to have a gun, well, Mario went ballistic and said it's always been there. It's in there. They don't have to make a law. It's in the law. But that guy is trying to make himself look good, like he's doing something. So, wake up, folks. Pay attention. And get involved. Otherwise, everything will be just going haywire. Okay? I recommend flushing your transmission, your automatic transmissions. Okay? Every year. It used to be 2 years. But because of the traffic problem, and if you're driving in traffic, it's shorter. You're not counting miles in traffic. But the car is running. Oh, it's a break time.
This is Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita, and we'll be right back after this break.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And gasoline price in Kauai is $5.01 a gallon. $5.01. Because no TV radio station will talk about Kauai. We talk about Kauai. Kauai's gas is $5.01. Okay? Ethanol in the gas. Adding more ethanol adds more anti-knock to the gas and keeps your car running better. Okay? The anti-knock also makes more power. Better gas mileage. Okay? If you're looking for the Royal Purple, the good one with the high anti-friction metal protecting additive, you can get it from Crestec Cleaning Center. Crestec Cleaning Center has that Royal Purple HPS motor oil. It's fantastic, folks. And you know, I wouldn't recommend it if I didn't test it. Everything that I recommend, I test. Like the Degreaser 2000 from Crestec Cleaning Center is fantastic. It cuts grease and oil like crazy. Excellent. Okay? Crestec Cleaning Center has a lot of good stuff there. Go check it out. They're located on Kapi'olani Boulevard, just a couple doors away from McKinley Car Wash. Go check it out. Crestec Cleaning Center. Okay? Anyway, give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. When you buy a new car, check the VIN number, folks. Be very careful. Don't assume. Check the VIN number. Make sure that's the right car you're getting. Okay? It's just like going, picking up a takeout lunch plate. You check if that's the right lunch you're taking before you get home. Might have dog food. So, anyway. Go check it out. Crestec also has this fantastic disinfectant spray. And I recommend that for all the AC systems. Disinfectant spray. Now, where you do it is you close all the windows. Okay.
You have to have a spare key with this one now, because some cars lock automatically with the windows up and the car is running. Okay? Turn it on. Turn the AC on high. And right in front of the windshield, by the windshield wiper, there's a vent. There's a grill. You spray that grill with a with a disinfectant spray. The spray will go through the system and into the car and disinfect and keep your car healthy when you and your family is driving, riding in the car. Okay? I had a guy in Hilo that did that, and he no longer was sick while he drove his car. Okay, who's next?
Okay, we have Harlan from Mililani.
Harlan? Hi.
Hi, George?
Yeah.
Hi, I have a question about a transmission.
Okay.
I have a Mazda MPV van, and the shifter indicator, as you shift the car, it highlights the gear you're in, yeah?
Mm-hmm. What year is this MPV?
It's 2001, has like 170,000.
Okay.
I flushed it out last year. It seems as though it doesn't indicate in drive and in first gear and in reverse. In reverse, it goes into gear. When I put it in drive, it doesn't highlight the D.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't shift to overdrive. It stays in second.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So I was wondering, is that an electronic problem? Is that a transmission problem?
It is a transmission problem that you have.
Oh, boy.
And if you started using the AMSOIL transmission fluid when the car was new, I can guarantee you will not have transmission problem.
AMSOIL.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I bought the car secondhand.
Oh, that's hard. Then it's, we recommend people changing the trans oil when they first buy a new car to the AMSOIL transmission fluid. Because the AMSOIL transmission fluid is good for 100,000 miles. You don't have to change it.
Is that right?
Yes.
But the filter should always be changed, right?
The filter is only a screen.
Oh.
No need to bother that.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So is that changed or being just cleaned out?
Well, for your car, I think it's about had it. You can bring it in and we can check it out for you and see what it is.
Oh, yeah. Probably looking at big money, though, yeah?
If you have to rebuild it, yes. Mm. Yes.
Would it be cheaper to just put in another transmission and use one, if I think?
Both ways the same. Rebuilding the old one or changing it, about the same price. But use AMSOIL, TransOIL when you put it. Yes.
What? Can you give me a rough estimate about what I'm looking at?
Without, really looking into the trans, you're looking about 2,500 to 3,000.
Okay, George.
Okay.
Thanks for your expertise. Bye.
You're welcome. Aloha. Okay, who's next?
Okay, we have Bill from Kailua.
Hi, Bill.
Yeah, George, how long can gas last in the gas tank?
Gasoline's life is 7 days.
7 days, and if you go beyond that?
It starts going down every day.
The octane, you start losing the octane.
Yes, but if you have ethanol in there, no need to worry.
Oh, the ethanol does not?
Yeah, ethanol is like a preserver. It keeps it from getting weak.
Okay, and I heard you in the past say Royal Purple transmission oil, but now you're switching to...
AMSOIL.
Yeah, AMSOIL is better?
Yes.
Okay, and how much you're looking at just to change that?
About five-something.
About 500-something to pump out the old trans.
Pump it all out and get 100% AMSOIL in there.
Okay, and do you know anybody that, if a person has a car that has the air ride system and they want to change it to shocks, do you know anybody that does that kind of work?
Mm-hmm. It's expensive.
How much would it run up to, roughly?
It all depends what kind of car and how it's made.
It's a caravan.
A Dodge Caravan?
Yes, just to change the back shock. Put shocks on the back.
Oh, you mean you got air shocks in the back, but you do have springs, right?
I got air ride. It's like kind of like an airbag.
Yeah.
If I wanted to...
Oh, that's not that expensive. It's cheap stuff.
Yeah, if I wanted to take that out, and then if it doesn't have the holes for the shocks, somebody would have to measure the type of shocks and drill holes.
I don't recommend air shocks. They want the air shocks back in.
No. I want to put the regular shocks back.
Oh, yeah. You can do that. It's not expensive.
Do you know anybody that does that kind of work?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay, take out the air system and put regular shocks in.
Yep.
And if it doesn't have the holes for it, you guys can make the holes and adapt the shock to it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Okay, George, thanks.
Okay. Okay. So, anyway. I hope the people listen. A lot of people don't listen. And advice, the free advice we're trying to help people with, they only listen when it's too late. All the time. Okay, so brake fluids need to be flushed. And when you flush the brake fluid, use a DOT 4. They're all about the same. You need to flush brake fluids once a year. Okay? Once a year. Use Rain-X on your windshield. It helps the windshield wiper keep your windshield clear when it's raining. Okay? When you buy a new car, the check engine light that comes on, the warranty is good for 5 years or 60,000 miles. It's called the emission control warranty. The dealers don't tell you that, but it is. Okay? So you got to remember that. And if you go in to a shop, they're going to charge you for the diagnosis. But if it is below 60,000 and less than 5 years, take it to the dealer. They need to do it for free. Okay? So, cover the VIN numbers, folks. Very, very important. Cover the VIN numbers. Okay? So, because the VIN numbers now is so much like Social Security number. Very scary. Okay. For those of you that have new cars, I recommend using the Meguiar spray wax. It's like using Pledge. You just spray it on, wipe, and it's done. We call it the lazy man wax. Spray on, that's it. Okay? Christy, you're going to be cleaning your car today.
Maybe not, because I did it last week and then I created rain.
I know. Christy is a rainmaker. So if anybody out there needs rain, just hire Christy and she'll make rain for you. Guaranteed.
If I do two cars, it's worse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I believe that. Because last week you did it and it really rained.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in and all the people out there. Please, drive carefully, drive slower, take it easy, and take care of each other. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.